Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And as you would imagine, the storm dominating pretty much all of the front pages. The Irish Sun says the country is blowing away instead of blowing away. Dread alert is the headline. Fears over lethal 200 kilometre per hour wind speeds. Warning to everyone, stay at home. The Irish Daily Star, cloud 999, hurricane force winds as nation forced to hunker down, and we won't be able to get to all emergency calls is the warning. The Irish Daily Mirror on the front page, Unite Red Ireland, because we have a red alert for the entire island of Ireland, something very rare that we've the same weather forecast and the same warning for the entire island of Ireland, which has now been placed under a red weather warning for the first time as Storm Éowyn lashes across the country today. The Irish Independent, hurricane force winds in worst storm for 60 years. Ireland braced to suffer the most violent Atlantic storm in generations as Storm Éowyn swept in to batter the country. And as you heard there, we've beaten the record for the wind speed this morning. Just in case you were wondering, we have a gust of 183 kilometres per hour recorded at Mace Head. The previous record was back in 1945 when it was 182 kilometres an hour, so already breaking records with Storm Éowyn. And the Irish Examiner says that the ESB is warning power may be out for days after the storm. Tens of thousands of people are expected to be without power for several days, the ESB has warned, and the country shutting down there. So that is the warning. Already, by the way, 150,000 customers are without power. So hopefully you're able to listen to us. Maybe you can't if your radio is connected to the electricity, but that's as of 6 this morning, 150,000 without power. Expect that number to rise and rise. If you're wondering how I got in, I stayed in a hotel in Dublin last night, and even in Dublin, outside the hotel, it's fairly windy. I know it's pretty bad in Swords. Haven't been in touch with anyone in Nace yet, but already, certainly, the storm is making its presence felt. Elsewhere, obviously, we have this new cabinet yesterday announced. They held me up in traffic outside the Coombe yesterday because I got caught with all the ministers heading off to Oras and Uachtaráin in their minibus and about 20 Gardaí surrounding them. The headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mail, Martin's ruthless grab on housing. Micheál Martin axed Dara O'Brien from the housing ministry yesterday as he took a firm grip on the crisis that has left a generation locked out of home ownership in a cabinet reshuffle that shocked government TDs. Fianna Fáil's James Brown was promoted to cabinet to take over housing, while Dara O'Brien was moved to climate, environment and energy. That's also the front of the Irish Times. New Taoiseach pledges diplomatic trade offensive with Trump's America. The new government has pledged an immediate trade offensive in the US, with Taoiseach Micheál Martin also promising fresh reforms in housing, justice and climate. The big loser of yesterday, Charlie McConlogue, who did well to get a seat in Donegal, given some of the MICA controversy up there, but he's lost his cabinet seat and a number of people promoted. I know in Kildare, great excitement that there's two Kildare TDs now senior ministers at cabinet, because for a long, long time, Kildare did not have a senior ministry. I think it's back as far as Charlie McCreevy. So Kildare North and Kildare South now with ministers. But of course, they act in the national interest and not the local interest. Also on the front of the Irish Times, unfortunately, because of the storm, it's a type of story that would probably dominate, but it's only on one paper that I can see, which is the Irish Times, and the news that former soldier Cathal Crotty has been jailed for 2 years for his brutal and unprovoked physical assault on a defenceless woman on a street in Limerick City. The Court of Appeal yesterday imposed a 3-year sentence with one suspended after agreeing with the DPP that his previous sentence was unduly lenient and should be overturned. Inside the papers, apparently it's Kindness Week, which I wasn't aware of, and there's a survey in the Star from Circle K which says that the proliferation of bullying and threatening abuse suffered by shop workers has been exposed. More than 20% of retail staff, of course that's 1 in 5, say they've been targeted by the public every week. Not once in their career, every week working in retail they're targeted. And they say that they get violent, aggressive and intimidating behaviour. Workers reported physical contact. Imagine that, imagine getting so annoyed that you're physically getting into contact with a deli worker or someone behind the till. It's bizarre. There's also physical contact and abuse about race, ethnicity, gender, age, sexual orientation and religion. And obviously this is completely unacceptable. Circle K is highlighting it. Kindness Week began on Monday and will run until Sunday. Some frightening stats there you can read about in The Star. The Brit Award nominations are out. I see The Mirror has a full page on it. The Beatles have secured their first Brit Award nomination in more than 40 years. What's more concerning is the amount of artists I haven't heard of. This is how you know you're getting old. Artist of the Year at the Brit Awards. I can't even pronounce half of these. Baba Doobie, Central C, I know Charlie XCX and Dua Lipa, Fred Again, Jamie XX, Michael Kiwanuka, Nia Archives, and Rachel Chinaruri and Sam Fender are all up for Artist of the Year. Haven't a notion what any of those sing. Maybe they're rappers. I actually don't know. Haven't a clue. One story that certainly will never interest me is in The Mirror today, which is climbing Everest. I can guarantee you, never will I climb Everest. And now there's even more reason not to climb it because, according to The Mirror, if you want to climb Everest, you're going to see a sharp rise in permit fees. So to do Everest from September, you're going to have to pay €14,400 for a permit to do Everest because they're trying to ease congestion because so many people are trying to do it. It's a lot of money. You'd want to be fairly committed to fork over 14 grand and also risk your life as well. And finally, in The Star, if you're married, if you have a dog, if you drive to work with your partner and if you cycle, you're more likely to get a cold. This is new research found that being single and going out less results in fewer days off sick each year. This is a survey from Fisherman's Friend, which found that one in five coupled up people suffer with a cold or flu at least once a month. Once a month they have a cold or flu, and that figure falls to one in six if you are single. Those in relationships fall sick more frequently, but they also take more sick days as well. And they found that married men with a dog who go for a walk every day were more prone to monthly sniffles than single women who have cats. Read more about that in The Star. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.